What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about how narcissists want to know the effect that they have on you. They want to know that whatever they're doing is working. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back, y'all. Yes. Narcissistic people, toxic people, those toxic narcissists absolutely want to know the effect that they have on you. That's just the truth of the matter. A lot of narcissists get power from it. They get power from it. It makes them feel important. It makes them feel in control. And we know that the basis behind a lot of narcissistic people's actions is that they want their control of you. They want to see if they can get some type of a reaction from you. They want to see if they can control you in some way, shape, or form. That's the basis of a lot of toxic narcissistic people's actions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, they want to know that their plan of action is working. Like, whatever it is, if they want to catch you up screaming and crying, right, they will set a plan of action in motion to get you to scream and cry. And y'all know, they will pull that damn phone out and have you all over TikTok and Instagram crying like hell and making it seem like you are the aggressor. Making it seem like you are the abusive person in this relationship space. You know that. You know it to be true, right? And I tell a lot of people, if and when you're dealing with a narcissist, you know it to be true in these spaces because they get you. That's how they get you. They set you up. They want to know that they have some type of power over you. So that's why I tell people, the greatest powers that you can have when you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person is the ability to control how you react. Like having that zen, being able to, you know how people, you know, they get into that you see the commercials and stuff like that, the TV shows, when people get into that, like, they get to that level of zen, that meditative state when they cross their legs and they start floating. That's how you need to feel. That maybe not to the level where you're floating in the air doing alms, and you're floating in the air. Maybe not to that level, but you need to get to that reaction level right there. Because if they cannot trigger you, they cannot control you. But the opposite is true, though. If they can trigger you, they can control you. So some of them will absolutely try to set you off on purpose just to let themselves know, I still got it. You know, some people go out there, like some older people go out there and start flirting. It's like, well, it's not even older people. People who have been in a relationship for a long time and they go out there and start flirting. It's just like, look, I just wanted to make sure I still got it. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the mindset. That's the dynamic that a lot of narcissistic people do right there. That's a lot of people face. They want to make sure that they still got it. And by got it, I mean the ability to set you off. The ability to trigger you. The ability to do a lot of different things to you. That's literally why I tell people, control those reactions. Well, Lee, it's not as easy as you make it seem. Like, I know, y'all, I know it's hard as hell to control your reactions. It takes work. It's like, you don't, like, let's say I told you, hey, survivor, empath, codependent, whatever role you're playing, thriver, You gotta run a marathon next week, right? Let's say you gotta run a marathon 2 months from now. When would you start training for that marathon? And you agree to do it. You sign up for it. You volunteered to sign up for this marathon. When would you start training for that? If you want to take it seriously, If you want to take this marathon seriously, or the triathlon, this bike ride, whatever it is, when would you start training for that? It's 2 months away. It's 60 days away. Would you start training one day away from that? No, you wouldn't train. You wouldn't train a day before and just think you're going to go out there and do good. No, you would start training right now. It's a training thing. You have to work up to it. You have to build that muscle up. Hey, I need you to drop 10% body fat in the next year. Are you going to do that overnight? No, it's not overnight. It's not an overnight thing. It's not an overnight thing. It takes work. It's working out. It's effort. It's discipline. You have to build up that discipline. Your level of discipline has to increase. You see, this is an empty bottle right here. This is your discipline right here. It might be, look, your discipline is on low right now. But over time, you start doing a little work, your discipline is up here now. You got to fill it up. You have to fill the bottle of discipline. You know, you have to fill that bottle of discipline because when you deal with a narcissist, you're going to have to take a drink every once in a while. I need to drink some discipline. I need to drink a little of that discipline because they're trying to get me. You see what I'm saying? You get it. I can't even put the top back on her. But it's how you have to go about doing it. You have to work on being disciplined. You have to work on being empowered. You have to work on being as strong as you possibly can, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it for you? You see what I'm saying? If you do not do it, who is going to do it for you? You have to be able to do it right now. You know, you have to be able to start working on it right now, because I'm going to do a longer video on this later, probably next, but this week sometime. But you have to be able to work on that right now in order to just be able to give, you know, it's not a microwave type of thing. This is crock pot. Things taste better coming out of the crock pot than they do out of the microwave. It takes time. You gotta let it simmer. You gotta build it up. You gotta add the ingredients. The microwave, you just throw it in there and hit a button. That's microwave. It's quick results. That's fast. It don't taste as good, right? You put a pot roast in the microwave, you put a pot roast in a crock pot, which tastes better? You know what I mean? You put it in the microwave, you cook the thing in the microwave for an hour. which one is gonna taste better? It takes time, because it takes time for a narcissist to build up the skills to be able to manipulate you with and be able to set you off. It takes time to do that. So it's going to take time for you to build up that resolve. Study this person, y'all. You have to understand who you're dealing with. Study them. If you have to be around them, if you have to deal with them, you have to study them. You know, this is not me just saying, well, you got to say, I'm not telling you to focus on them. If you're still living with this, if you still have to deal with this person, it could behoove you to study who you're dealing with, to understand who you're dealing with. That's why you're watching this video. This is you studying who you're dealing with, right? This is a study session right here. It's like, you know, 13 minutes or less, but it's a study session. It's a lesson, right? It is a lesson for you right now. Learn the person that you're dealing with. Learn what triggers them, because they're learning what triggers you. You see, you have to learn what triggers them, because they are absolutely knowing what triggers you, because that's what this video is about. Them learning your triggers. They studied you, learned your triggers, they know what sets you off, and they do it. And they take pride in it. They clap, they might not clap in front of your face, but internally, that little internal narcissistic part of them is clapping. Round of applause. You know, super round of applause in these situations. So you, in order to counteract that, in order to fight against it, in order to go against that, that's what you have to do. You have to learn your opponent. You know, I know it might be your husband or your wife, or your mom or your dad, or whoever it is, in your life, the narcissistic person in your life. You have to learn your opponent. Study them, because they want to know. They study you. They study you to be able to trigger you on purpose. They study you to be able to set you off on purpose. They study you to be able to harm you and hurt you and make you react in public. They love that. They love reactive abuse. Narcissists love it. They love when you have a reactive abuse episode. When they just do something little and they poke you. They poke you all day. Poke. 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 Stop poking me. Then they got the phone on you. Wow, you're crazy. Nobody poked you. You're going crazy. You're losing your mind. Got you. You see? They love that. They love making it seem like you are the aggressor. They love being able to play the victim in this circumstance. They love it. They love setting you off. They want to know that their actions are affecting you in the way that they want to affect you. You know? Sometimes it don't even matter. They just want a reaction from you. They want a response from you. They want some type of acknowledgement from you. You know, even if y'all are not together, even if you are broken up with this person, y'all not together, you're divorced or whatever, they'll start posting things about you to set you off, to get you to reach out to them, to get you to reach out to their brother or sister or mom or whoever it is, their best friend, to tell them to stop. They got the reaction from you. That's why sometimes with the smear campaign, the best results of getting past the smear campaign, it might be for you to just ignore it. You know, because if you react to it, that's what they want. They want a reaction. They want to muddy the water. They want to muddy the water so much that nobody knows who the real aggressor is in this situation, or they think it's you. You know, they either want nobody to know who the real aggressor is, or they want people to think that it's you being the aggressor. You know, they're just defending themselves. So that's why I just tell people, going back and forth on social media, a lot of people don't know who the actual aggressor is. People, of course, people are going to pick sides, right? That's what people do. People pick sides. And if people pick the other side, look, just sometimes you got to let them go. If they're not willing to listen to you or just believe you, sometimes you have to let that person go because this is now your op. You know, they're building an army against you. So learning how to control your reaction, I'm telling you, y'all, it is a superpower that you need. If you want to survive this toxic relationship space, it's a superpower that you absolutely need to work on. Controlling those reactions. They see it made me burp from trying to use the live demonstration. I won't do that anymore. I shouldn't do that anymore. No more live demonstrations, Leo. Drinking carbonated beverages is going to make you burp. But y'all got a reaction out of me, didn't you? You see? But it's good. See right there? That's the narcissist getting that reaction from you. You see? The soda is the narcissist. The zero sugar ginger ale. But yeah, controlling your reactions is a superpower, y'all, because that narcissist wants to be able to know that they still have some type of control over you inside the relationship or outside the relationship. Whether the relationship is still going on right now or whether it's been over for years. So this is your cue right here to empower yourself, to stay as strong as you possibly can. Stay in power. Be blessed. Make sure you subscribe to the channel for more. And of course, y'all, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.